One of the terrible things that happens to some people on the internet is revenge porn, where people, for reasons of malice and revenge, post intimate pictures of someone they know, or perhaps pictures of somebody they don't particularly know. It's a problem, it's a thorny legal issue, but interestingly enough, Facebook, now known as Meta, actually has come up with a solution. It's an intriguing one. It's in many ways counterintuitive. They've said, if you want us to deal with this, send us all your pictures of this kind. To talk about this and how this works, we're joined now by Arthur Goldstuck, who is MD at Worldwide Works. Arthur, welcome and thanks very much for your time. As I understand it, what Facebook Meta now said is, send us these pictures that you worried somebody else might upload. They assign they hash the picture, they assign it a digital fingerprint. And then what happens next? Because beyond that, and I'm just reading from an article in front of me, I have no idea what that means and how it works, but I'm sure you do.
John, essentially what they're hoping will happen is that any revenge porn that gets posted that matches up to one of the photos that potential victims have sent them will immediately be identified as revenge porn. And because the victim has already told Facebook, watch out for this picture, they will then reject that image. But it's a very dodgy solution because, firstly, you don't know what photos are out there.
Yes.
Does someone who has had nude photos taken or compromising photos taken keep a database of those photos? That's what Facebook's really asking them to do. And the other issue is you can subtly alter an image so that it doesn't match the supposed hash that they've created online.
So not a silver bullet then, but in Australia, 12,000 people have uploaded or sent to Facebook Meta 40,000 photos and videos. Are they on the right track with the solution? Always the last thing you said, that subtle alteration may actually make this endlessly the subject of a loophole.
I think it's exactly that. I think it's a nice idea, but amongst other things, would you trust Facebook with your photos? If you can't trust them with behaving honorably during a national election that can change the course of history, I wouldn't trust him with my nude photos, for example, if I had any. But the real issue is that there are just too many ways around it. And the more traditional solutions, which is to have a reporting system where people can immediately report a photo of themselves that they want taken down, and where the website in question has to have a fast track for having those photos removed, that still works best in the longer term. And most of the major social networks have those services.
And how well do they work? I mean, do they respond promptly? Is it decisive enough to make that the better bet?
The problem is they don't respond very promptly. Facebook has got a massive team, literally thousands of people working on this. So they do try to have them removed quickly. Twitter has essentially said that you can't post intimate photos or videos unless you've got the approval of the person featured in it. But again, it can take a while to get that taken down again. Google has a very elaborate form that you've got to fill in. So all of the ways of dealing with it in terms of having it taken down are complex. But what I will say is, if you know who has sent the photo, then you have a criminal case that you need to lodge instantly. But there are a few rules there as well.
Thanks.
Quickly mention.
Yeah, thanks. We'll have to come back and chat about that another time, just all out of time. But many thanks to Arthur Goldstuck, MD at Worldwide Works.